The smell is different from others. There are three stages: bodily, mental, intellectual, and above that, spiritual. So we are propagating spiritual path. Therefore, those who are on the bodily platform, mental platform, or intellectual platform, they cannot understand our process. Nati vidu sartha gatin Vishnu. Durasayaji bahirathamah. Bahi means external. Those who are captivated by the external feature, okay, they cannot understand what we mean by Krishna consciousness. The external feature, those who are on the bodily platform, they think this material advancement, big house, big road, this is also required. But this is not all. But they do not know that beyond this, there is other things which is really essential for the human form of. They are captivated by this external bohi. It's like, I am Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahma, spirit soul. This body is bahi, the mind is bahi, the intelligence is bahi. That they cannot. This water is supplying, what is this?
Yes, this is keeping the water fresh so that it doesn't become stagnant.
Where from this water is coming?
This is coming from the municipal supply. It's not natural. It's not natural spring water, stream water. It's artificially pumped.
And the water is also going out?
Somewhere, yes. It's being circulated. So therefore there must be two kinds of intelligence. Mm-hmm. Intelligence which is being generated by the brain, and intelligence coming from the super soul.
Yeah.
So everyone in the material world is caught up with the intelligence generated by the brain.
Yeah, because they are bodhidharthamanina. They are thinking this is all. A group of men is coming and they are exploiting the resources, material world, just like this building. It is nothing but exploiting the resources, making brick from the earth, or stone, or iron, and they pile up. Just like the children goes to the beach, they pile up the sand, and they imagine that somebody is making big palace, something.
Big castle.
Big castle. And at a time. They left. In the Roman, formerly the Romans, they also came. They also constructed big, big buildings. Now they are rotting. They are another generation. They are also creating the same thing. But exactly like the children, after playing, they are going. Nobody knows where they have gone. Similarly, these rascals, they are coming. They have got the human intelligence, simply spoiling that intelligence in amassing the external resources of material nature, and they leave the platform and again go away and take the birth of some other form of life, everything forgotten, just like dream. This is me. They cannot understand it has no value.
They're thinking their success is in building huge skyscrapers that stand for thousands of years.
Yeah. And within the thousands of years, he personally might have gone to the species of some worms and germs. That they do not believe. If they believe that, then they cannot do it. If they think that after constructing this big, big skyscraper, I may become a tree or a germ or an animal, then they cannot do this. And they do not encourage this philosophy also, because if they encourage that, then this thing will not be done, people will not be interested. Just like we are not interested. Therefore they do not like to discuss us. This is the tradition. We are trying to get out of these activities, material activities, and they are trying to entangle themselves in the material activity. So much difference. This is a nice part.
So these buildings are mere symbols of their ignorance.
That's right. They have got some intelligence they're utilizing for piling up these stones and bricks. This is their intelligence. How to pile up nicely stones and bricks. Crane. They're the same thing. The real business is to pile up some stones and bricks.
This is almost like...
And that, making research, engineering. The real business is how to pile up stones and bricks. The same business as the children pile up some sand and imagine this is park, this is this, this is that.
Didn't Ravana, he wanted to pile up stones and bricks too, to reach the heavenly planets. He wanted
Yes. But he was a materialist. That is business of the materialist. Is that, what is this? Aerodrome? No.
No, this is a restaurant.
Oh. They can eat down. These rascals are thinking eating on this top. This is very advanced one. And waste energy. The human energy is so valuable that one can understand his real life, self-realization. That is, they forget. They wasting the energy for making a restaurant in the sky. They think it is advanced.
They want to dominate over the material energy.
What is the dominate? One kick will finish everything. That is illusion. They are thinking we are going to dominate, but they are dominated always. Therefore, because they have no intelligence, they cannot understand. Now one earthquake can finish all this. All go down immediately. So what is the dominate? Is the prakriti kriyamana anigunika. The prakriti nature is giving chance, just like father and mother give chance, let the children pile up stone and sand. Let them play. Similarly, prakriti, mother prakriti, nature, giving all this, let this rascal play like that. What can you say? He does not know that after this piling of stones and bricks, I will have to leave this place. And I do not know where I am going. So less intelligence. And they do not know what he is. He's thinking, I am this body. So this body will be finished. That's all. I was zero. I assumed some body. Now again I shall become zero. Sunnavad. Invitation, sunnavad. Is covered? Yes. Sat gatinge Vishnu Durasayadi Bahirattamad Durasaya. Some utopian hope of becoming happy. This is called Durasaya.
And the futuristic plans for the cities are they're going to enclose the cities in big domes made of plastic. And all the roads, instead of being on the ground, they will be in the sky too. They will have aerial roadways.
Man, idle men, devils are. They're thinking in this way, we shall be happy. Then they will plan another thing, and everything will be broken. It is some childish play.
But these things must have been done before.
Therefore it is called Puna Puna Charvita Charvarana. Chewing the chew, that's all. You know the sugar cane, you chew it and throw it, and again another man comes to chew it again. This is it. They do not have the sense. Even in this Rome city, they see that big, big buildings were constructed by our previous forefathers. And they are now simply relics. So this will be also relics. So what we are doing actually? But they have no sense. Another relic. Another generation, they will make another relic. This is called puna puna, again and again chewing the chew. They have no other brain to do something else, which is actually fact. They are seeing it, that this will be, say after 2,000 years, it will be all useless. So what actually we are doing? They have no sense of what is actuality, what is reality. No spiritual knowledge. Therefore, bhairatvam, external something, some engagement, like children. They play with something, they do not know that it has no future, it has no meaning, what you are doing. They do not know it. But they are very busy. So this is all childish, ignorant.
Prabhupada, there was a French philosopher, Voltaire. He said you should not simply criticize negatively because this is the best of all the possible worlds there is. This is all we have. So they would criticize that our hope in the spiritual world is utopian. Better turn to cultivate the material world as best you can.
No, material world we can see that it is useless. Everyone sees that. I am giving this example. Before the Romans, they constructed this big, big building. Now what is the value of that? It is no value. Simply it is kept as sentiment, relics, that's all. So this will be also the same thing. So where is the utility? Spiritual, apart from spiritual, what is the value of your material activity? It is practical. Everyone can see. If one comes to Rome, they can see that these big, big buildings, they are very nice buildings at that time, very wonderful building. But what is the value of now? Anyone can see. Any sane man can see. So why should we waste our energy in that way? If there is any valuable work, let us see. That is intelligence. To make another heaps of relics. Is that very good sense?
No.
Nobody will go there even to urine or pass stool.
No facilities.
No facility. Nobody is.
Only the cats go there.
Huh?
So many cats are living there.
But just like this building up ahead, they say, but now we have it, we can enjoy. There are so many facilities there.
No, that's all right.
We're enjoying every day.
What you are enjoying?
In this building, working there.
They enjoy that enjoyment, eating, sleeping, mating, the animals are doing there. What other enjoyment you have got? The same thing, eating, sleeping, that's all. But that can be done without this building. Even the animals, they very, very nicely sleep on the ground. They have not skyscraper building, but they have no disturbance in their sleeping. The birds are sleeping on the top of the tree very nicely. What advancement you have made than the birds and the beasts. The business is the same.
The communists say that we must feed the people, give the people the same rights.
Yeah.
And after we will came a life of spiritual life, a life of...
That's all life. But you cannot do that. Why there are so many hungry people all over the world? What you have done? There are thousands and thousands, even in big cities like New York. Why there are so many people are lying on the street? Why the hippies are lying on the street, on the path? So what is the value of this proposal? You cannot stop it.
Yeah, but they criticize us that we don't
no,
want to...
No, why the hippies are lying on the street and the path? Why? You give them relief? The whole Amsterdam city is full of hippies lying on the street and path. What you are doing for them? They are not poor men. They have got enough to eat. Their parents, father, grandfather, they can give. Why they are lying? What you can do? Go and pick them up, make them nicely living. Why don't you do that? Talking nonsense. What is their answer? Why they have become hippies? They are not... The Indians may be poverty-stricken, but they are not poverty-stricken. in England, the whole British Empire is there, the whole American government is there, and still, Western countries, they have the resources, they have means, they are not poor. Why your sons and grandsons are lying on the street? What is their answer? They're making plans that everyone would live materially, very comfortably, but why these people, in spite of possessing material facilities, why they are lying on the street? This is the real problem.
We have to try to teach everyone.
Yes, that is our duty, because everyone is rascal. So, we have to give them knowledge. The first basic principle of knowledge is that you are not this body. And they'll never agree. They'll not take this one. They'll stick to this principle. No, I'm this body. I'm American, I'm Indian, I'm Brahmin, I'm Khatri, I'm this and that. They'll stick to them. So, as soon as they stick to this principle, they're animals. The dog is also thinking like, if I say to a dog, Mr. Dog, you are not this body, your soul, what you will understand? The same position of the so-called human society. If I say that you are not American, you are not Roman, you are spirit soul, you will not take it. So what is the difference between dog and him? Is there any difference? The dog cannot understand. If I say, my dear dog, you are not this body, you are spirit soul, he will not be able to understand. And if I say, a gentleman, American or Indian or Roman, that you are not this body, if he cannot understand, then where is the difference between the dog and the man?
No difference.
So, he's a dog, actually, and he is thinking that very advanced, civilized. This is because he has no knowledge. Without knowledge, there's no difference between dog and man. Dog is sleeping on the street very comfortably, and you are sleeping on the top of the skyscraper building taking 3 dozen pills. So what is your civilization? Because for want of knowledge they cannot understand that what is your actual position. The dog is an animal, he sleeps very comfortably on the street, and I have spent so much money, but I cannot sleep without this tranquilizer. Where is your advantage? Such a nonsense.
No control. No control.
No. No knowledge, that is the difference.
And no ability even to enjoy.
No, because they have no knowledge. How we can enjoy life without knowledge? They also accept that for this comfortable situation they require knowledge, the engineering knowledge, this knowledge, that knowledge. But that knowledge is not sufficient. You require another knowledge. That you are lacking. You are deficient in that knowledge. Self-realization. That is the defect. This knowledge will not help you. But eating, sleeping, knowledge, this child, if I give him some eatable, immediately he knows the knowledge, this is eatable, I shall capture it and put it in the mouth. It doesn't require any education. That's natural. If I love this child, he responds. This knowledge is already there. Even a dog, come on, he'll come. So for this eating, sleeping, mating, the knowledge is there in the animals, in the children, that does not require any advanced knowledge.
Hare Krishna. Come on. Come on.
Yeah. Very intelligent.
Thank you very much.
And the next question is, where do you get your knowledge? It's like that boy asked you in the airport.
Yes. Tad vijnana thamsa guru meva vigacche. Go to guru, guru. Yeah. Give me his answer. Who is guru? Srutiyam Brahmanistam, who has heard from the Vedas perfect knowledge and he is fixed up in Krishna consciousness. He is guru. Everything is there. Immediate answer is tad vijnanartham athat brahma jigyasa. This life is for inquiry. Where shall I go? Where? For knowledge. Athat brahma jigyasa. Tad vijnanartham sa guru meva vigacche. Samit pani sutriyam brahmanistham. Everything is there. When they are building this costly skyscraper, they forgot that this skyscraper will be the same fate as there are big, big Roman buildings 2,000 years ago. Because I'll have to leave. Although the building is very solid, it will not be destroyed within 5,000 years. But you are not going to live here for 5,000. You can live for 50 years, sir. Then well. Then it will be relic, that's all. So why don't you make guarantee that I have made this strong building to stand for 5,000 years? Let me leave also. Where is that knowledge? But this is illusion. Then knowing it, that I shall not be able to live in this house. I shall not get the duration of life as big as this building will have. Then why am I wasting my energy in this way? I shall be zero after 50 years. What is this knowledge? You are not also going to enjoy. Then he is pleased that my sons and grandsons and who is your grandson? Who is your son? That he does not know. Nobody is son, nobody is grandson. Everyone is coming. Just like we have come and they will go away. So similarly, they are coming and going. No, no, no.
So the reply is that, well, we require some place to stay.
Huh?
We require some place to stay.
Yes, that you can stay anywhere. Anywhere.
But it's a little bit cold here in Italy, so we require a building. Yeah. Cannot just stay under the tree.
Well, when Italy...
It's a very wet country.
Huh?
The winter is very long and wet.
Yeah. No, no, we don't say that don't construct building. But don't think that this is everything. Don't construct building. But you construct buildings, sit comfortably, but take knowledge. But they are not ready for the knowledge. They think this is all knowledge. Yes. That is the difference. We say that all right, you have constructed this building, but you take this knowledge, this is not permanent. You are permanent. So why don't you try for your permanent residence? It is very unreasonable. If I say, my dear Mr. such and such, you have constructed a very nice house, that is all right, but you cannot stay here. Is it a wrong proposal? So why he does not understand that I will not be able to stay? Then where is that place I will be able to stay forever? He said, oh, rascal, he will not take this knowledge. Then he said, oh, don't talk all these things. That is our...
He gets very angry, very upset at this moment.
He's such a foolish that he knows that he'll not be able to stay in this. But why I made this house so strong, it's durable. I could have made some temporary house with some four pillars and that's all. But why am I anxious? I warned that a building should be so strong it will endure for so many years. But what about you? What is your guarantee? That knowledge is not there. This is the illusion. We don't say that you have done wrong. Utilize it. Be comfortable, seated, and use your time for taking that knowledge.
Of God.
Huh?
They're constructing these buildings in defiance.
Not defiance, out of foolishness. They have got some energy for better purposes, but they're not utilizing it for better purposes, for some things which is illusion. They have got intelligence. This construction of building requires good intelligence, but they're lacking this intelligence that I have constructed this house very nicely, but I will not be able to leave.
Actually, they don't live in here.
Huh?
No one lives in these buildings. Achha. These are office buildings. Yeah. Even they don't live there. They simply work.
And that is also living for 8 hours daily. We don't condemn, but our proposal is that you have got higher intelligence, utilize it for higher purpose. The construction of dwelling place, it is known even to the birds and the beasts. The mouse also knows how to live within the earth. They make a hole. According to their capacity, they make them. The birds also make their nest also to live comfortably. So this intelligence there.
Also the ants. The ants are
ants also. Everyone knows God has given that intelligence. Everyone knows how to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex life, and how to repair. Everyone knows. According to their... But everyone except the human being does not know what is self-realization. That is only prerogative of the human being. So if they are not utilizing his intelligence for that purpose, he is simply wasting time. Sramayeva hi kevalam. Simply laboring for nothing.
Italy, the majority of people is communism, the majority of young people is communism.
What museum you manufacture, it doesn't matter. We have to see whether you are understanding the value of life. Our point is that we don't mind whether you're communist, capitalist, this is, that is, that. We want to see whether you are utilizing your human intelligence for right purpose.
Yeah, they
say don't condemn anyone. They, the communists, they are also making the same plan. as the capitalist, then what is the use of this capitalism? You see? It may be useful for the temporary purpose, for the rascals, but it is the same quality.
Gratification. Gratification.
Yeah.
But they say that first we must have the same right, that distribution must be equal for everyone. Sleeping,
eating. That you cannot do. Why don't you see? Why don't you make the others who are already suffering? What you are doing for them? They do not like to take it. Even your proposal, you come, live in a nice house, they will not take it. Then what do you do? You are making arrangement for good purposes, for good standard of living. But the others, they will not accept your proposal. I have given the example hippie. Let the communists come and ask them, why you are living in this way? Come on, we shall give you. Why communists? Their government is offering. Why you are lying on the street? Come on, live in a nice house. They will not accept it. What do you do there?
That's just like the example you gave the other day about the man sitting under the tree. Someone comes up to him and says, come, work hard. You will enjoy. The hippies, their only business is trying to enjoy. They're just absorbed in sense gratification.
Yeah. The hippies' philosophy is that after all we have to enjoy sense. So we are getting free. Freedom. We can have sense enjoyment, sex life on the street. Why shall I work? For the same purpose. We have already got it. You civilized man, you so-called civilized, advanced civilized man, for your sex life, you have to go to the skyscraper building and we can do it on the street, on the park. We have got better facilities. Why shall I accept? They say like that. That they have no knowledge. Everything they are doing whimsically, without any purpose. You have to find out, make research.
I know the communists are very much agitated by our activities, the young people that Hai is talking about. They say that we're working for the old order by our simply chanting.
I don't know why, but this part here is all closed in.
Even one brahmachari in Argentina. Because they don't like us very much. Because they see that they think that we are like the religion that want to alienate the people.
But we will take people's minds off the fact that they should be fighting for economic rights. We say that's not so important. You should become God conscious, Krishna conscious. And then the people, just like Marx said, religion is the opium of the people. They think we're just pacifying people when actually everyone should be coming agitated for equal rights. So when they see us,
where is equal rights? Even in Russia, There is managerial class and labor class. Very equal right. Why there are managers? Yes, I have seen it. The managerial class and the labor class. Mm-hmm. So where is equality? Why the managerial class? You know that? And there must be required. The old woman there sweeping the street. Why not Mr. Lenin come and sweep the street? Why he's sitting in a big palace and the poor woman has been engaged to sweep the street? Where is equality? What advancement they have made? We are following opiate. They are following opiate. Lenin's rascals, philosophers. There is also opiate. But where is equality? There is also opiate. You are advocating equality, where there is a man, manager, and actual man, another man is working. So why you are accepting this nonsense philosophy being opiated by rascal Lenin?
They measure everything by the type of work. They think
it doesn't matter. If I become manager, I'll prefer that. Suppose there is work. Will you like to work, sweep the street or become manager? What shall I say? No, no, I shall become manager. Why this mentality? Why he does not accept? Yes, I shall sweep.
Yeah, but their point is that equal right is give the...
Where is equal right?
The same possibilities of education to
everyone. Where is equal right? That is also the capitalist also, the same thing, we divide. We divide that this is Brahman, this is Kshatriya, this is Vaishya, this is Shudra. We also divide, and you also divide. Then where is the advancement in philosophy?
Because they think that capitalists, they don't give the same possibilities
they
to...
They think, but we see practically why there is difference between this manager and the labor class. Will the dictator, the manager will take the same salary as the sweeper is taking? Why there is difference? Why the manager is given more preference for living condition? Where is equality? First of all, show me. Simply talking will not do.
Actually, the only difference is that in the communist countries, religion is not allowed.
That is another thing. But their philosophy is that everyone is equal. Where is equality? There is no equality. Why are you talking nonsense? In Moscow I have seen so many people are walking and others are going on motor car. Why? Why this difference? Why not everyone motor car? There, what improvement you have made? You are simply talking. Why this difference? Nobody wants to walk. Why so? Thousands of people walking on the street and some of them are going on motor car. Why? Where is equality?
Srila Prabhupada, they say that equality came by... No, it's not equal, but they must to give the same possibilities to everyone.
That everyone is giving. We also give. Never mind, you are Shudra, you become Brahmin. Come on, be Krishna conscious. That we are also giving. We don't deny, you are Shudra, you cannot become a Brahmin. We don't say that. You can also become Brahmin. Come on, you learn how to become Brahmin. Yes, that, at the point is this, equality there cannot be. First point is this. This is nonsense. But everyone should be given the chance to become, to occupy the best position. That is in our philosophy also. But inequality there must remain. We cannot make equality. That is not possible. That is nonsense. In your country there is no equality. Why an old man, I've seen it, she's sweeping the street. The older man, she should have taken rest. But she is engaged for sweeping the street. And in young man, he's becoming dictator. Where is equality? She should have given rest, but she is obliged to work. And another young man, he's a manager. Why this inequality? Where is equality? First of all, settle up. How you can make equal? That you cannot do. Then you are talking nonsense, equality. It is not possible.
You are a spirit soul.
Huh?
You are a spirit soul, that is equality.
That is equality. That is the position of it.
But as far as these bodies go, there is no equality.
There cannot be. How a man and woman can be equal? The woman has to give birth. She has to become pregnant. Why that man cannot be pregnant? Why? Why this inequality? To take care of the child, to become pregnant, so much responsibility the man does not take. Especially in this country. See, impregnates one girl and he goes there. And all the responsibility is for the girl. And therefore he wants to get rid of it. He takes the course of abortion. Kill it. This is the psychology. Where is equality? You put her into inconvenient position and she commits another sin. She is obliged. Where is equality? And you go away. So this rascaldom philosophy may go on. We have got answer for all the rascals. They are all rascals.
The communists, they kick us from the university in Mexico because we always defeat there in the philosophy. Mm-hmm. It's very easy to defeat communists with this philosophy.
Yes. So we have to do. There may be opposition, but it can be done. We have to speak the result. There cannot be equality, sir. You are talking nonsense. We challenge them and let them prove that here is equality. Where is equality? Where is equality? Human being, you are trying to live very comfortably. Why don't you make comfortable life for other living entities? Why you are sending them to the slaughterhouse? Where is equality?
If we have a world day every month, fasting world day, we can feed all. If we can fast, all the world can fast. All the inhabitants of the world.
No, you cannot expect that the whole world will become Krishna conscious. That is not possible. You keep your standard. Don't be bewildered by these rascals. That is our thing. We should not be misled by this rascal philosophy. We shall stick to our own philosophy. That is equal. Because we know all that philosophy are defective. That is not perfect. So why should I be misled by the philosophy? We shall stick to our own principle, Krishna philosophy, that's all. Everyone should stick to the right philosophy. That is human sense. Not be biased and carried away by some whimsical way.
Their philosophy is very appealing. Because they begin, they
because
say...
people are fools, that's there. Therefore it is very...
They say, look, all these people are starving and these people have all the money. Let us make it equal. And the people become
But that will not win. And therefore I say, I go to their country. Why in your country
they have not
there
done
is
it.
Inequality? Why in your country? That was my point. Why you have made a class of men as a manager and a class of men as a worker? Nobody wants to be worker.
Everyone knows that Russia is just like the U.S. almost.
What is that?
That's ambulance.
So when they talk with the peasants, they're convincing. When they talk with the peasants in the villages, they're convincing. Because the peasants don't know anything.
Yes.
They cannot face anybody who knows something.
Yes. Yes, they make this propaganda. They take bread to the peasants. And the peasants go to the church and ask, "Oh God, give us our daily bread." Then they ask, "Has God given you bread?" So they say, "No, sir. You ask us, Mr. Communist, give me bread." Take, husband. Who is better? You're better. They'll say like that. But they have no sense. The word from this rascal has brought this bread. If God would not give the wheat, where from he would make the bread? And that they have no sense. This is why. If they had sense, they would immediately reply, "You are not giving the bread, God has given this bread." Because he prepared bread from the wheat, and wheat has been given by God. You cannot prepare wheat. Therefore God has given.
Actually, they ask to God and they get it. Ask to God.
Actually,
and they
God
get
is
it
giving
the communist.
God is giving us bread, not this communist party. That's the fact. But they have no intelligence to reply to this rascal. That's all. Therefore, these isms, so-called isms, is good for the rascals, not for the intelligent man. Intelligent man will immediately ask, "Where is your equality?" And they cannot reply.
Also based on karma, that one man is meant to have more than another. Is it also based on our karma that one man should have more than another of material things? Is that an argument
Is there any difficulty to understand?
No.
As soon as you say you become manager, that man, his karma is better. Where is the difficulty to understand? Why you appoint one man manager and one man's worker? His capacity of karma is better. So what is the difficulty to understand? Better karma, better reward? That's right. No?
The communists asked to ask what we do for the starving people.
They ask what you have done. You are simply talking. What you have done? There are so many starving people all over the world. What you have done?
Our answer is
starving people. I have seen. They cannot give starving people. Just like we went to Russia. So we wanted rice. There is no rice. There is no good rice. We wanted fruit. There is no fruit. So what you have done? I am starving for fruit and rice. You cannot supply me. That is practical. I have seen it. They will offer, take this beef instead of fruit. Then I will starve. So what he has done for me, I am starving. I cannot take beef. I want rice, but you cannot supply me. That I have seen it. On Madras, a gentleman was bringing rice for me. He could not purchase in the market. There is no fruit. So if I want fruit and rice, and if you give me beef, it is as good as if I want bread, if you give me stone. Now, what is the capacity to satisfy the starving. I am starving for rice, you cannot give me. Why do you propose like that? That you can satisfy the starving man? You cannot do that. You're talking nonsense. Can you satisfy everyone? Somebody starving for knowledge. So, how you can? This bluff will not satisfy you. So why is the question of starving, satisfying the starving? It is not possible. Unless he is satisfied, nobody can satisfy others. That satisfaction is in Krishna consciousness. I am fully satisfied, I don't want. Where is the satisfaction? You cannot satisfy everyone. That is not possible. In Russia, there are so many unsatisfied people. So many. Millions. Why are they satisfied? If you think that you must take what I give you, that is not my satisfaction. That is your satisfaction. So why is the question of satisfying the starving? How it is possible? You cannot force me to do something and say be satisfied. That is not possible. If you satisfy me as I want, then you can satisfy me. Do they? Are they able to do this? Then what is the question?
If they're not satisfied, then they must do things underground, undercover.
Yes, that is going on. There are some philosopher. He has written book, he has got Nobel Prize. This Russian government simply terrorism. Yes, written that book. He's a famous man. He has got Nobel Prize. He has said that this is simply terrorism. A set up, a group of men simply under terrorism they're governing.
Solzhenitsyn?
I think so. Yes. So where is it satisfied? You want something that is not possible. When there is full knowledge, one can be satisfied on knowledge, not by this artificial means. That is not possible. So, actually, the whole world is suffering for want of knowledge. So we are giving that knowledge. We are satisfying everyone. We are giving the knowledge.
And we are feeding too.
Yeah. Well, that is secondary. That is secondary.
But their philosophy is, first you feed them, then give them knowledge.
But why? You cannot feed even. That's why I wanted rice, I wanted fruit. You could not give me. So why do you claim that you can feed everyone? That you cannot. You are falsely claiming. If you think that simply supplying meat, everyone will be satisfied, that is your nonsense.
Yes, they give, but they said you must prostitute for it. You must prostitute for this food which we give you.
Is that very good proposal?
It's the worst thing that one can propose really. It's just to push men to degenerate himself because of this food, little food.
It is my practical experience. Samsung had to waste at least 2 to 3 hours to secure rice, fruits, only milk and butter could be get. And then we had to wait in the... They would not allow us to cook unless they have finished. This was difficult. Practically, I suffered. All their claims are bogus. The people are not happy there. The young men are not allowed to go outside the country, you see. All freedom lost. All freedom lost. It is a government of terrorism, that's all. And whatever the communists do, simply by terrorizing, that's all. They have no gentleman's method. Terrorizing. Misleading other rascals that you come this way, you'll be happy. And the rascals are being misled, they're accepting. This is the blind man is asking other blind, come on, I shall cross the street. But because he's a rascal, he doesn't know. Sir, you are also blind, how will you lead us? They cannot inquire. Or he does not know that this man who is asking, who is willing to take the leadership, he is also blind. This blind man does not know, do not know. This is going on.
Just like I read in the Time magazine a few weeks ago, that Russia has a big problem with alcohol because so many people are drinking vodka. So, because of the Entente, there's easier relationships between America and Russia. And now America is shipping over a Pepsi Cola company. This is a soft drink company. They're going to build a big factory near Moscow. And so Brezhnev said, well, I hope that people will now take to soft drinking, and this will ease our alcoholic problem in Russia. They cannot solve their problem of alcohol consumption. And they're thinking that if we import from America a soft drink factory to produce lemonade, orange, Coca-Cola, and so on, this will solve the problem.
Yeah, everyone is creating problems. What is it? Innocent?
Innocenti. This is the name of a car.
Huh?
It's the name of a car.
Oh.
It's actually, there's an I at the end. It's Innocenti.